the district said that concerned about the two sons of Aaron and Makat Cheres, they were Oymanim, and he told Aaron and the two remaining sons that the Kuvas Amincha and Oseres, that the Korban Mincha from the Shemaitis Megiruim, we should go and eat. When he went to the market of the Korban Rosh Chodesh, he didn't eat it. The Pasuk says, Vayitzayf al Elozov al Yisomo bnei Aaron, Moshe got angry at them. He said, Madu alo achaltem es achatas v'mkeim ha-kodesh. I told you you're supposed to eat. My davar Aaron al Moshe, so Aaron replied, there's a difference between the Korban Lashor and the Korban Lederes. The fact that you told us to eat the Korban Lashor, and Einan isn't supposed to eat Kachim, the Korban Lashor, there's a Hairas Hatter. But there's a Chiluk. Vayishma Moshe Vayita Veinu. And Moshe heard, he says, you're right. The Rashi says, Vayishma Moshe Vayita Veinu. Moshe wasn't embarrassed that he could have said Lo Shamati, but he says Shamati v'shachachti. He wasn't embarrassed to be made alems. He said, "You're right. There's a big chiluk, and I forgot." So Pam points out, you see, it's a bigger busha to learn something and forget than to say I never learned it in the first place. That's what the Chazal is telling us. He could have said Lo Shamati, Hoydav Lo Boish. He wasn't embarrassed to say Shamati v'shachati. So he asked, "Chayr, it's a stira from the Gemara Shabbos." The Gemara Shabbos brings on Yeshaya, that Yeshaya said there will come a time when there will be such a lack of leadership in Klal Yisrael, and they'll grab someone Yisbeis Ish Be'ochid, and they'll tell him Kotzen Tilon, you have to be our leader, and he'll reply, "No, I'm not going to be a leader of you." The Gemara in Shabbos says, what is this talking about? What's it talking about? Gemara in Shabbos not cook your test on the base. Gemara in Shabbos is a stira. Rabbi comes along and he says, "Leichorvo Yerushalayim, el deshvut shaposku anshi amana." Honest people were not around. He says, "V'amar Rav Ketina, afilu b'shas kishloina shal Yerushalayim." Like Pasko and Shemoni. They're always honest people. Why? It brings down this puzzle. That what? That they'll come and they'll tell a person to go and be our leader. And what's this person going to say? He'll say, Lo Eye Chaybesh. What does that mean? Lo Eye Me Chaybesh Asmon Bebeis HaMedrash. I can't be in the Beis Medrash and guide you. Ubebeis Yein Lechem Vein Simlash Ein Biyodi Loi Mikrov Loi Mishnah Loi Gemara. He says, I don't know how to learn. I don't know anything. You'll ask a person to be a leader, and he'll say, "I don't know." So you see that even if I feel b'shas kishleina shel Yerushalayim, you'll have honest people. I can't be leaders. I can't be one of the leaders. So the Gemara says, well, "What's the big deal that he's so honest?" Dilma shiny horsom the yomal hu gemirno amrulei eilah. Because if someone will say that I know something, they'll say, "Well, speak, say something." So they'll see he knows nothing. So it's such a big deal to say that you know nothing. When you know nothing, it's going to be very obvious that you know nothing. Zok the Gemara, Avalei Lemeno Gomar B'Shocha. he didn't have to say, I never learned. He could have said, listen, I used to be in yeshiva once, right? And I've been involved in business my whole life, and I forgot. Right? But the fact that the person comes along and he says that I never learned, that shows the honesty of the person. You see from this Gemara that it's easier that it's easier for a person to say that I learned and I forgot than to say I never learned in the first place. So how do you conform the two chazalim? In the case of Moshe, he says Hayda v'loy boish. He was willing to say Gomarti v'shachachti. So you see, that's a bigger bizayon. And you see the Gemara Shabbos, it's a big bizayon for a person to say that I never learned. This kasha the Taz Al HaTorah asks. And the Taz says, I believe the Taz is Torah, says the Torah is like this. And I'll just embellish it a bit with what I heard from Rabbi Avigdor Miller Shliter. He has a similar type of question. The Gemara Yevamos and Daf Tes says, Omale Levi Larevi. Why does it say Tes Vod Noshim Poitu Sosayim Sosayim Sosayim? Ema Tezayim, let it be 16. So Omale, so Rebbe responds, Kimduma Li Shem Lei Moyach Bekot Kodo. Seems to me you haven't got a brain in your head. Right? And he goes through, what are you going to do? Which one are you going to mention? What kind of expression is that? That's how you speak to a God Lador? You haven't got a brain in your head? Right? It's a modern expression. The Gemara in Gittin and Avodah the base says, Achlei Rebbe Yosel Rav Chizda. He sent a message. Gittin Haboyin Mishom Lekan Ein Tzorach Lema B'fonei Nefta B'fonei Nefta. Gittin that come from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Lares don't say B'fonei Nefta B'fonei Nefta. So the Gemara says, but what? Who is this Rebbe Yosef that you're quoting him? Is he a Gavra Rabba? There's a halacha that the Yitzchak quoted that when you write Sukkim from the Torah, if you write two words, you have to write Yisilkut. And there's a price that if you write three words or four words, you got to write Yisilkut. And he wrote it without Yisilkut. But why are you quoting Rebbe Yosef? So the Gemara responds, Bishlum Milsa Detalya Bisvora Lachai. If Rebbe Yosef made a mistake in Svora, you're right, he's not a loving God. But how Gemara he? Well, Gemara Lashmira. What a Gemara he doesn't answer. The fact that he doesn't know a Gemara means he's not a Gavra Rabba. What does that mean? When you're born, you don't call it Terukula. It takes time. So when you're 13, 14, 15, did you finish Shas yet? No. It takes time. So the fact that I didn't learn something doesn't mean there's something wrong with me. It takes time. But when a person goes and he makes a toyus in Svora, when a person says an illogical thing, that's something that is unacceptable. A Gavra Rabba will not make an illogical statement. Based on the ideas that he has, if he's a Gavra Rabba, it means he is using his seichel, then there has to be glut. If you have a Gavra Rabba who is asking a question, he says, let's say 16. So Rebbe responds, which 16? What sort of mistake are you making? He says, Kimadum Ali Shemekat Kodah. It means you're not using your brains. Well, you're not using your brains, the Chazal were extremely machbit. You were given Das, you have a Das Ayosha, use it. To go and stop ask a question without thinking things through? That's the reason why Sechel was given. But to Rebbe Yosef, he didn't hear the right, so he's tired of everything. The fact I don't know a price, it doesn't mean I'm not a Gavra Rabba. Says, what is the answer to this leader? He says, when somebody is learning,
and he will, and you will ask him a question, and he will say, "I didn't learn yet." No, time it didn't. It's no busha. It takes time to learn it. Says if Moshe Rabbeinu will say, "I didn't learn it," can I have a time to Moshe Rabbeinu? He's sitting yom v'layla. He has 40 days and 40 nights. He's up in the shemayim. There's a lot to learn. "I didn't learn it yet. What's my time can I have?" But to say gomarti v'shachachti, that's a time. For someone to come along and say, "I never learned," that's a busha. A bigger busha saying gomarti v'shachachti. First, you come along and say, "I never learned." Then why were you born? Why was Sechel given to you? For you to come along and admit that you were given Sechel and that you wasted your life, that's certainly a greater busha than to say, "I learned something and I forgot." What is the busha to say, "I learned something and I forgot"? What the busha? "I learned and I forgot. You know, I get a bechina, so I got a 7,500, 8,000. I forgot. A big deal. What's the busha? You know, I learned and I forgot. But my zikaron isn't that good." I heard from Rafam in some interesting mises. Rav Nosson Adler once quoted a Balamur verbatim. A whole Balamur. And he mentioned to his close Talmidim, he hadn't seen the Balamur for 40 years. He quoted verbatim. The Chaim Weiser said that he did not know what Shikha meant. So he had a daughter of the age of 20 who passed away, and from Tsar, he forgot something. He says, after his daughter passed away, he understood what Shikha is. He said also another unbelievable story with the Kavega. The Kavega once went to a city, and the city didn't have any swarm. There was only one sefer he found, the Chedushi Rashba. So he started learning the Chedushi Rashba. There was one page missing in the Chedushi Rashba. Al Sakaras Atoy, to the shtot, to the city that had the Rashba, they learned in it. He wrote down the whole page in the Rashba. That was missing. So here from Rafa. That's Zikar. So why do people forget? What's the busha to forget? There's a famous Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim says that Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai said he had 5 Talmidim, and he quoted the qualities of all of his Talmidim. One of the Talmidim was Rav Elazar ben Aruch. He says, he's Tavar Sid Sheinam Avikika. He doesn't forget. So the Chofetz Chaim asked, what am I supposed to learn from that? The Sefer Avos is supposed to teach me Midas. So the fact that somebody is born with a fabulous memory, that's something that he's teaching me? What's there for me to learn? So the Chofetz Chaim says over a story that there was a Yid in his town. When he was younger, he once saw the parade of the king passing by. And whenever people would come, he would speak about that parade, what the soldiers looked like, the colorful dress that they had. You know, well, he always speak about that. He says, "Why would he always speak about it?" Because it made a roshim. It was such a surprising thing. It's something he could never forget. He says, when a person learns, and what he learns makes a roshim on him, it's living in him. He jumps from joy, from the Sechel Hayosha that he acquires. When a person jumps from joy, that's something a person can't forget. True, they had fabulous memories, but a person only remembers things that make an impression on him. When this Tana was Kabar Sitch Einam Abe Tipa, that's because over to him, whatever he learned, made a roishim on himself. And therefore he was Eino Ma'avid Tita. This was the busha that Moshe had. Moshe learned and learned and learned. What's the busha to forget? Because when a person forgets, it means it didn't make a relation. If it's so meaningful to you, you don't forget it. And when a person says, I forgot it, but I learned and I forgot it, it means it was lacking in meaning to you. That's the busha. And somebody can come and learn a Blat Gemara, and learn and say it and forget, it means I was learning very, very superficial stuff. That I wasn't learning the Eon, I wasn't learning that it means so much to me. I'm not learning the Torah Hashem. When I'm not learning the Torah Hashem, it's not that partial. If it's not that partial, it is easy for you to do. He sees her. It says, "Vayitein el Moshe kitaloise ledaber itay b'har Sinai." The Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Moshe kitaloise ledaber itay b'har Sinai. The Chazal said, "What the expression kitaloise?" Says kitala. The Torah was given to him like you give a matana to a kala. That's the expression. So the Pam points out the very interesting insight on the same Mahalo. He says, when something is chashuv to you, you want to share it with other people. That's a fact. You have a bubby, and she's wheeling a carriage with a baby. She'll tell everybody, "Let's see how cute the baby is." Chashuv to you. When something leaves an indelible impression on your life, and you see the Sechel Hayosha, you see the beauty of it, you have to want to share it with other people. If you don't see the beauty in it, then you don't want to share it with other people. He says, when a girl becomes a Kala, she has so much happiness, she wants to share it with other people, she wants to tell other people. She became a Kala. Says the Torah was given to Moshe Kikala. Says Moshe was makabel the Torah like a kala. What's the symbol of a kala? The happiness of a kala. It's such a simcha that you make a kiddush, you make a vort. Look at what I have. I want everybody to know what the Torah is. If when we learn, we don't have that simcha, we don't have that desire to share what we've acquired with others, it means it's lacking in our derech halima. It's lacking in our approach to learning. We're learning superficially. It's not changing our way of life. And the Torah is a Torah's chaim. If you don't feel the Torah is changing your way of life, you have to realize, you have to search and understand why not. If you find the Torah is empty, you know, was not working to understand the Torah. If you miyageya in Torah, in the smallest thing in Torah, you'll be jumping for joy, and you'll want to share your joy with others.